This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, a few words of nasiha on the day of Jumu'ah. We know that 2 days ago we commemorated the supreme sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam when he set out to slaughter and sacrifice his one and only son at that time, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, with the command of Allah, who wanted to test his submission. Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. When we tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam on various occasions, and he came through the test always with flying colors, and we said, we will make you the imam and the leader amongst people. And therefore it is said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked that ma hadhihi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah, what is the significance of udhiyah, what we call qurbani in our Indo-Pak vocabulary? What is the significance? So he said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim, it is a sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he said, what is the reward with regard to it? What reward do we get by sacrificing that animal? So they said, for every strand of hair on the sheep, you get a reward. Now, someone recently posted on one of the groups from a veterinary expert that there are 15 strands of wool per square millimeter on a sheep. 15 strands of wool per square millimeter. And 650 square inches of wool, 650 strands of wool in a square inch. So 15 strands in a square millimeter and 650 strands in a square inch. And a normal hide of a sheep is 9 square feet. Counting that, now we've come to account, I don't know, I'm not an accountant, right? They say it comes out to 7.5 million strands of wool on a sheep. So for one qurbani, you get 7.5 million reward. According to this, what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, that for every strand of wool on a sheep, you get a reward. Now, whether Allah Ta'ala can give even more than that, but I'm just giving an example, what has been made mention of a hadith and tying it in with what today they tell us how much strands of wool there is on a sheep. But now, one of the things that we have to keep in mind, Allah is never going to ask us to slaughter our sons. It was once off that Allah Ta'ala wanted to show humankind the power of human beings' ability to sacrifice and submit. Allah showed us that. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam showed us that this is the power of submission. This is a power of dedication. This is a power of loyalty. So today Allah is not going to ask us and demand from us or expect us to slaughter our sons, to slaughter our children. And we always make dua, oh Allah, never let us see the difficulty of our children. It's a normal dua that we must make, because everyone loves his children, and who doesn't want to see the prosperity of their children? Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, make our wives and children the coolness of our eyes. And Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, the coolness of the eyes of the children is to see them doing good. That is the coolness of the eyes. The coolness of the eyes of the parents is to see the children doing good. Subhanallah. May Allah let us see that situation also. But there are different types of qurbani, different types of sacrifice. Hazrat Mu'abul Hassan Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi was a very great alim, so he made mention of three. I will make mention of one or two today. What he had made mention, the type of sacrifices that are required in the world that you and I are living in. One, he said, is the sacrifice of Khalid bin Walid at the time of the Battle of Yarmouk. Khalid bin Walid was the greatest general, not only in Islamic, but in human history. When people used to ask who is the commander of the Muslim army, and if they were told Khalid bin Walid, it was as if taken for granted that now Muslims have achieved victory because of Khalid being the leader of the Muslim army. Such was his genius. Never ever lost a war. Under his guidance and under his leadership, never ever lost a battle. On the eve of the Battle of Yarmouk, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sends a special envoy from Medina, the capital of the Muslim state, and from the Amirul Mu'mineen. Remove Khalid bin Walid from being the general of the army and replace him with Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Replace him with Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. There's a riwayat that says Abu Ubaidah caught the news and he kept it silent and he only implemented it after the battle. Right? There's one riwayat, Allah knows, with regard to what happened. But look at the foresight of Umar and look at the sacrifice of Khalid bin Walid. Now, on such an occasion, why did Umar do such thing? Not because he was in any way against Khalid bin Walid. But Umar started having a fear. And what was his fear? His fear was that people are starting to say that Islam is gaining ascendancy and victory because of Khalid bin Walid's genius. And he said, I wanted to prove Islam doesn't gain victory because of any individual, no matter if that individual is Khalid bin Walid. Forget here today, you and I or any other individual in today's time. Islam doesn't become great because of any individual. An individual becomes great because of Islam. An individual benefits because of Islam. Islam doesn't benefit because of an individual. If anyone follows or does something for Islam, he benefits. Allah Ta'ala, if he wants, he will take work from Islam for Islam, and he will benefit Islam even from the enemies or even from an animal if Allah wants. He protected Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the means of from a bird while he was in the cave of Thawr. So Allah Ta'ala can take work from whomsoever he wants. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anyone to benefit Islam. We benefit if we do something for Islam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala want to say that Islam, people are saying Islam is gaining ascendancy because of Khalid. He wanted to take that particular thought away from the people. Islam will gain victory with or without Khalid. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Nabi Karim ﷺ took sand and threw it in the direction of the enemies in the Battle of Badr. It settled in their eyes and momentarily they were blinded and they were dumbfounded and they became despondent. Allah says, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتُ. You didn't throw the sand. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Allah Ta'ala put effect in that sand. It was your action. But even that, which was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's action, Allah Ta'ala referred it to Nabi Karim Sallallahu, to Allah Ta'ala, not to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that was the thought pattern of Umar. Now Khalid bin Walid, you can imagine how much he must have felt. I did nothing wrong. In today's time, people get away with murder and they still kept in their post. Look at it in South Africa. Huh? Ministers don't do their work. They don't do what they are supposed to do. Complete abject failure, but they still remain in their post. Here there was nothing wrong, did nothing wrong, never ever suffered a defeat, but been removed from the post. In today's time, maybe would have gone to CCMA. Would have gone. What did Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu say? Subhanallah. Someone said, why are you fighting? He removed you from the post without any reason. Why are you continuing to fight? And he fought till the end of his life. He fought for the sake of Islam. Why are you still fighting? He said, if I'm fighting for Umar ibn Khattab, I would have stopped fighting. I'm not fighting for Umar ibn Khattab. I'm fighting for Allah. That sacrifice we require today. Do things solely for Allah's sake, not for the sake of anyone else. Tuba lil mukhlisin. Congratulations be upon the people who do things for sincerity. They are the lamps of guidance. They say there is no limit to what a human being can do if he doesn't worry who gets the credit. Today, everyone is worried who gets the credit. I must get the credit individually, or my organization must get the credit. Everyone is fighting for that. So this is a sacrifice we require. Go and do things for the benefit of humanity, for the benefit of Islam, solely for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Don't worry who gets the credit. Do it for Allah's sake. Mahbub Hasan Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that is a sacrifice that is required in today's time. And the benefit with regard to it, you can't imagine. You can't imagine with regard to the benefit with regard to it. You do things solely for the sake of Allah. It is made mention of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, who fought against the British in jihad, you know, against the colonial power. So he used to train and he used to give, you know, motivation for people to join in his struggle. So one day he gave a very great talk in Jami Masjid in Delhi. Thousands and thousands of people attended. After he was coming out of the masjid, he saw a person, you know, coming, running up the steps of the Jami Masjid. Anyone who sees the Jami Masjid in Delhi knows what a big steps there is coming into the masjid. Saw the person and he ran to Maulana. He said, "You finish your talk?" "Yes, I traveled so long to listen to your talk. I missed it. I'm feeling so terrible." Maulana took him in the masjid. The same fervor with which he delivered the talk to thousands of people, he delivered it to that one person. When he came out, the students and the disciples said, "Hazrat, you gave a talk we can understand for thousands of people. For one person, you gave it. And you put yourself through so much taklif and through much inconvenience." What he replied? He said, "The first time also it was for one. The first time also it was for one. Whether it was for thousands or to one person, it was also for one Allah." So that is what's required today. We don't have that today. Everyone is fighting for their own individual honor, individual position, and we have forgotten to do things for the sake of Allah. That's one sacrifice. Second, and I will just conclude there very, very briefly. After Ali radiallahu anhu passed away, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa. He completed what Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, there will be 30 years of Khilafat Rashida. He 6 months concluded that. Thereafter, he reached a treaty and an agreement with Hazrat Muawiyah for Muawiyah to become the Khalifa. And Muawiyah became the rightful Khalifa of the Muslims after Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. People were very angry. Why did Hassan radiallahu anhu give up his right for the sake of greater good of the community? People were very angry. People used to call him and said, you sold us. And Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, Nabi Karim s.a.w. in his time, one day saw Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. He was only, what was his age when Nabi Karim s.a.w. passed away? 8-9 years or something like that. 8-9 years. So Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, "This grandson of mine, he is a Sayyid. He is a leader. He will bring peace between two parties of the Muslims. Two warring parties of the Muslims, he will bring peace." So Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, the numbers were with him. After Ali radiallahu anhu passed away, the emotions were with him. He was the rightful because he was the most closest to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he sacrificed that for the sake of the greater good of the community, for the sake greater good of the ummah. He was asked, "Why you did it?" What an amazing reply. He said, "I'm afraid people will come on the day of Qiyamah with blood. And they will ask and they will say, why were we killed? Why were we killed?" If only the ummah could have learned this lesson of Hassan radiallahu. His brother, Hazrat Hussein, took another stance several years later. Many years after, 27 years later, he took another stance. Right? And both those stances were correct according to the situation they found themselves. Sometimes the decision changes according to the circumstances. The circumstances Hassan radiallahu anhu was, that was the right thing to do. To put a stop to the bloodshed that was happened between Ali radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And he said, what an amazing thing, he said, "I have chosen shame over flames. People criticized me. I have chosen that criticism rather than the war amongst Muslims. I have chosen the criticism that people have leveled over me. I have chosen that shame over the flame of the fighting amongst Muslims." If only we can get that particular type of thing right in today's time, that we give preference to the ummah, we give preference to the millat, we give preference to the community, rather than our own individual self. Even if sometimes we have to subdue our nafs, that was the sacrifice of Hassan radiallahu anhu. Two sacrifices. Mawlana Abul Hassan Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, we need in today's time. The sacrifice of Khalid bin Walid doing things solely for the sake of Allah. The sacrifice of Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, taking away your own right and subduing your own right for the greater good of the community and society. May Allah give us a tawfiq that we will be able to also do that, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.